Drink. Hey, 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 beautiful people. Welcome back to FM Sounds. It's your girl, Miss Fern. I want to welcome you back to my podcast, where it's my goal, my passion to inspire you mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually. And I'm back, you all. Thanks for being patient with me. I know I've been missing for about a week to a week and a half. Life happens, you all, and it happens to all of us. And I am just living proof that, hey, we fall and we get back up. Things happen to us or our loved ones. We fall and we get back up. We give those situations to God and allow Him to do what it is that He wants and, you know, what's according to His will. So that's where I'm at. And praise God, I am back because this podcast is one of my many passions. And I welcome the feedback. I appreciate the feedback, rather. I appreciate you all that subscribe to my podcast each and every month. Thank you for that. I want to talk about something that I know is real to all of us, right? It's when people have hidden agendas. It's when people have that representative and we really don't know who the real person is or when the real person is going to show up, right? So a lot of people and a lot of things have been put out into the atmosphere and into society today to get us off our game. And some people have hidden agendas. And so I looked up the definition of a hidden agenda, right? It's a secret or ulterior motive to something. So some people have goals that they wish to accomplish at some cost to others. And you know what? We live in a world that's out of control nowadays with people who are only concerned with what they need and how to get it. Some of these agendas that they have are obvious, but some of them are not. So, all right, an obvious one is someone, let's say, at your job trying to take credit for the work that you've done. Relationships, sometimes individuals want to be in a relationship for the wrong reason and just want to get something out of it for themselves, right? Or sometimes they have a hidden agenda where who knows what it is that they want. It could be something physically. It could be something they want from you emotionally, monetary-wise. Who knows? But they'll have that representative, so-called, show up and you'll think that it's this person that you desire or that, you know, is equally yoked with you. And then later on, you may find out or you may not find out that that's just their representative, that they have a hidden agenda. And it's not right for people to do that. Let's talk about what's another one? Time. Okay. If you're on a deadline or have an agenda and you share it with a friend or a business partner, and then they continue to try and occupy your time, knowing what you have going on, knowing what's important to you, not only can that be looked at as a sign of them not respecting your time or simply just not caring and thinking about themselves. I mean, we could say, hey, they're being selfish. It's a hidden agenda because clearly they want to gain something out of your time for them. And that's not fair. It is not fair. So I just wanted to speak on this today to get your take on this. So please leave me some feedback as always. And I just want to ask you, have you been in situations like this? If so, let's definitely talk about it. How have you overcome those situations? Or now that you think about it, are you dealing with situations like this with hidden agendas that maybe you haven't noticed before? So there are even some non-subliminal ones, right? Let's talk about social media real quick. And I am guilty for this, and this is something that I've noticed, right? Have you ever scrolled on Facebook or IG and then realized 20 or 30 minutes has passed you by? And you had other things on your agenda that you needed to get done? Well, be mindful of the hidden agendas, kings and queens. Be mindful of what and who's out there trying to get you off track of what's important to you. You are destined for greatness. God has a plan for you, so you must do your part and stay focused. It's not easy, but it's what's right, it's what's best for us, and you'll get stronger the harder you work towards it. Trust me. We're all human, and I know it's not easy. It doesn't happen overnight, but I just want you all to be mindful of it. You know, be more cognizant, and, you know, it'll definitely get better. And in the Bible, we're even warned against people and hidden agendas, right? Some people may want to make themselves feel better by putting other people down. Some people wanted to achieve a position of power or prestige at the expense of others. You know, some people just wanted to control other people, even in the Bible, right? So what I was thinking about, what I wanted to share is some ways that I have began to overcome the hidden agendas in my life that I've noticed. Use your discernment, kings and queens. It's a gift to some, and it's the ability to judge well. Use it. Use it. If you don't have it or you want more of it, pray to God for his wisdom. Pray to God for the spirit of discernment. Another one, of course, is prayer. Prayer for the strength to stay focused. Prayer for clarity. And you know what? Your good mind, your body, your soul. Pay attention. Control these situations head on and just be mindful. Is this a hidden agenda coming from a friend? Or, you know, it trust your gut, okay? And if it is something coming from a friend, dig deeper. Is this really a friend? Do you need to pray on this more? What kind of friend, you know, may try to undermine you and get you off track, get you off your game? Just be aware. It takes time to learn and recognize hidden agendas, and even more time to, you know, learn the skills that we need on how to deal with people like this and how to deal with situations like this. But we're all motivated by something, so it just depends on how we achieve our end result, you know? We don't need to destroy others to get to where we need to go. So there's no need for someone trying to come in and get us off track, destroy our time, destroy our path that's set for us to do what God wants us to do, right? So that's what I wanted to talk about today, you all. Please share this podcast. Send it to a friend, a family member. Post it on your social media page. And please give me some feedback. God bless each and every one of you as always. I'll see you at the top because the bottom is just way too full. And I just want to say, don't wait for the change to happen because you can be the change. So until next time, kings and queens, have a blessed one and I'll talk to you soon.